Hello, little man. I will destroy you!
You sound like a jerk!
If you ask me, everybody in this theater is a giant sucker! Especially you!
I was saying, Bruce.
Give me some sugar, baby.
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
How you doing? Peace be with you. Praise Jeebus.
I can listen to the records from my younger years, pacify my bitter ears, and revive the dead dinosaurs. Me and J-Mo rode two buses out to Rock Pile. Sure to find a rarity and something to believe. But I can't listen to them now without mourning that small town and the mom and pops I loved. Once a missionary man, I age into obscurity with them. The Ramones are dead. Could judge a band by the cover, flipping through the bands. Should enough to take a spin. Odd lyrics, big enough to see and read. Pull the record from its sleeve. Spear the cut hole, arm at speed. Plunge a needle, shaking like a drug fiend. Now rather than against somehow, reanimated sacred cow, but it all seems different now. It's far too easy to get anything in demand. I'll say it once again. The Ramones are dead.
Seconds bow to the idiot.
children born uncorrupted will see the forest for the trees, then watch us burn it to the ground.
On a mission from God.
All I want to
Yeah, you know, here on the indie circuit, we like to mix things up, you know?
Yeah, we're pretty mixed up.
That's, we just started the show right off with music. We were like, you know what? Let's just drop some music and then roll.
And who was that?
That
musician
was Joey Cape. I played the Ramones Are Dead, No Little Pill, Mission Unaccomplished, and Home. Aw, the Ramones Are Dead. That's sad.
And,
no,
who,
I'm sad.
And who are we anyway?
Yeah, who are we? Why are we? What are we? This is the Radio St. Pete exclusive indie circuit. My name's Mao. With me, as usually,
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown. And we're just here to kind of bring some crazy music.
And we played some crazy
music. And trailers
music.
And clips and bits and skits and stuff.
And
whatnot and doodads.
And it's and that's and thus and all.
And words
stuff.
And stuff. Like this.
Can the world heavyweight boxing champion match his fists against the lethal masters of the martial arts? Bamboo gods and iron men. From Harlem to Hong Kong and across the China Sea, they fear the name, the fame, and the fury of Black Cal Jefferson, the champ. He matched a left hook and a right cross against the skills of the Kung Fu killers. And hit them right where they live, in the land of bamboo gods and iron men. Where the naked fist is deadlier than a bullet. Black Cal Jefferson, he carved a path of vengeance and violence across the land of bamboo gods and iron men. From American International, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
This.
Boring!
Dad, we can't see the movie!
I can't believe we're paying to see something we get on TV for free! If you ask me, everybody in this theater is a giant sucker! Especially you!
Now here's something we hope you'll really like!
You know, if only there was a place to go for hours and hours and hours and hours of entertainment for free.
For free? Nothing's free.
If only there was such a place. Wait, hold on. I have a thought coming into my pea brain. There is such a place.
No, really, for free.
For free. Go to bunchofdorks.com. There, you're going to find three, count them, three podcasts.
What? Wow, you mean people talking and stuff?
Talking into your ear holes and fulfilling your lives and making you think about things. Like, deep, meaningful
That's
things.
Amazing.
Yeah, so go to bunchofdorks.com.
Wow.
And click on any one of the three awesome buttons. What are those buttons, Dr. Morbius?
Well, the Slow Robot, a Go-Go, which is, I think, is a movie thing, isn't it? Like, B-movies?
It's all B-movies all the time. And it, other things.
And then there's Two Dimension, the comic book podcast with no direction, which...
It's all filled with comic books and other things.
And no directions.
And directionless.
So you might get lost.
So send them a compass in the mail. They would enjoy it.
And then there's Bunch of Dorks.
The longest running podcast in the history of the known universe.
It's like a hub of entertainment.
It is a hub of entertainment. For your ears.
Wow.
Okay.
And other parts.
And other parts. So, go to bunchofdorks.com and click on the buttons and laugh your days away as you slave away in your cube farms.
And now, with fuzzy dice.
Nice.
It doesn't matter what your name is!
Here we go. Did you see the punks in another street fight? Leaving snatchwigs where the bones used to live. Don't get keyed up, what's about to go down? Just a hooligan's night on the town. So make friends with the scum of Hollywood and Vine. Just after you finish your line, get used to your new way of life. Something tells me you'll be here for a while. Yeah, kid, you're gonna be here for a while. You're a suburban kid living on the outskirts of LA, searching for greener grass, and found a city dark and gray. Well, I read the news today, oh boy. They like to play with the truth like it's a fucking toy, but I don't always let it get me down. So much else going on around. With the razor blade tattooed on your neck and a squad in Long Beach, no, you never look back. It's amazing the places you'll call home when you got no mind of your own. With no mind to call your own, you're a suburban kid of LA, searching for greener grass, and found a city dark and gray. Now it doesn't make any sense, in past or present tense, you had a home and a family who gave you everything. Ain't that just the way it goes? You've reached an all-time low, and you're stuck on the street with no food to eat and your last $10 up your nose. Your poor suburban kids living on the outskirts of LA, searching for greener grass, and find a city dark and gray. You'll find a city dark and gray. You'll find a city dark and gray. If he's still pouring my drinks, I'll keep pouring my heart, overflowing like I shook it first. I bet you wish you didn't let me start, but there's something about this thirst in me, it brings out the worst. No one taught me how to be so numb, but we can all use a lesson in being dumb. It comes more naturally to some, lucky for me, self-indulgence is a sport where I come from. I'll give you 1,000 words so I can keep your photograph. I should pass out and spare you my story, but the clock never tells me when, so let the night sleep without me again. I got your picture with me, believe it, in my pack. If you saw the state of it, you'd probably take it back. I meant no disrespect, but fittingly represents how torn and bent I feel inside, like a part of me has died. So I got addicted to this life of chaos, moving place to place, no night, no day. I couldn't stand to stay still for long, just a child myself with a child of my own on the way. I'll give you 1,000 words so I can keep your photograph. I should pass out and spare you my story, but the clock never tells me when, so let the night sleep without me again. Whoa. Light on so I don't fall asleep at the wheel again. We can't afford to miss another show, so don't let me take my eyes off the road. I'll give you 1,000 words so I can keep your photograph. I should pass out and spare you my story, but the clock never tells me when, so let the night sleep without me again. Whoa. Leave the cabin light on so I let me take my eyes off the Just outside Montreal, some asshole stole our van and trailer with everything I own in tow. Oh, 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 I feel sick to my stomach. This is the end, we can't ever recover without even a passport to get home. Maybe it's karma fighting back. Maybe I should have paid the border guards all the taxes. But the fact is we can't afford to. Oh no. But now I'm sitting in a parking lot, just praying the son of a bitch gets caught. I don't even wanna call home. Los Angeles is under attack, it's on fire again. I might not have a place to call home. Can I catch a break, please? Every mistake always finds me. I never had good luck, never. No black cloud. Whoa. I start to wonder what's the point, disenchanted by the state of my life, man. But then a good night rolls around, and all the beauty in life is found, and I don't feel so alone again. Well, I'm adding up the number of times I've introduced my conscience to crime. Does it ever stop? Does it ever change? Well, the city is different, but the routine's the same. Set up and play, make a dime for the day. But by the end of the night, I've got nowhere to stay. You're on the guest list again, but don't show up again. You find it hard to send a simple text message to a friend. Let me know not to waste a spot. You know I waited for you in the parking lot. Well, my friend, all we do is fuck. Love was a secondary thought to the lust that we sought. Let me make myself clear, there's no loyalty here. Just a face I found at the bottom of a beer.
Hey, weirdos. Bring a fiend to a night of terror. But wait until the dead of night. And from behind the tombstone, maybe you will see...
The man and monster.
And he is usually with...
The bloody vampire.
It's time for terror. If you see this, you will see an unspeakable horror that terrorizes the universe. You and your fiend can make it a foursome when you meet
the man and monster and the bloody vampire.
Captain Blog, Stardate 23.9, rounded off to the nearest decimal point. We travel back in time to save an ancient species from total annihilation. So far, no signs of a quantum line, but I'm going to find it. If I have to tear this universe another black hole, I'm going to find it. I've got to, mister!
All right, before the break, I played for you Joey Cape. I played Suburban Kid, Let the Night Sleep, Black Cloud, and Bottom of a Beer.
Well, you surprised me that I didn't have my phones on.
Oh,
man.
Sorry, man. I was jumping the gun. I was
all like, right, hey, man. That's okay, man.
This is going to be the all Joey all the time.
Do you mean Joey from Friends?
Joey Bridge, Joey Cape. I think I have another Joey coming up.
Run, Joey, run.
That run, Joey, run.
Novelty song from the 70s. But
yikes.
Yeah, yes. It's all good stuff, man. Gotta love those 70s. Yeah. Gotta love those singer-songwriters. Gotta love all. There's a lot of love going around.
There's a lot of love in my songs.
It's gonna take a lot of love. Yeah.
They're really deep and stuff and things and the man and hear some more music.
We're still looking for the Brian Piccolo song. We gotta tease that song. One day we're gonna find it.
And God help you. God help you all when we do find that one.
Yes, because we're going to replay it nonstop after that.
That an 8-bit weapon.
Perfect. Cut, print, kill the pig.
What? You can't kill him if he's wearing people clothes.
Yeah.
Sarcasm is anger's ugly cousin. From now on, unacceptable.
Where Westworld stopped, Future World begins. Future World, offering fantasy, sensuality, and adventure. Complete satisfaction guaranteed. Entrance fee, $1,200 a day. Exit fee, your life. Peter Fonda, Blythe Danner, Arthur Hill, and Yul Brynner as the gunslinger in Future World. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Ah, you got me. I lied. That was not somebody named John. That was Penny Buka. I played, I was going to play one, then it turned out it wasn't Joey, it was John. I was like, no, I'm not doing it.
No, we want only Joey.
Only Joey. So I played for you Penny Buka off Dancing with Penny Buka, Shoujo G, The Hungry Raccoon, Penny Buka Lou, and one of my all-time favorites, perhaps... Perhaps, perhaps.
Maybe.
助けて。私やりたくないのにこんなことやらされてるんだよ。ポッドキャストとかも知らんしみたいな話なんですけど、っていうか、何このフォーチュクッキーしか食べられないっていうこの、は？
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Life sucks.
It does?
Yeah. But you know what makes life better?
What's that?
The Creature Feature. With Doc and Clown.
You're right. Hey, you know, you bring up a very, very good point. When you're feeling down, you know, why don't you just go over to YouTube and in the search bar, just type in Creature Feature with Doc and Clown.
Yeah.
It'll make your day brighter, because it's us. Showing you, presenting you an old-style Creature Feature, you know.
Yeah, from like the olden days with cool movies. We're like a ray of sunshine in your dark, miserable, horrible life in your mother's basement.
Yikes. Grim. But we also have lots of other stuff. You know, like we found some old public access shows that I used to do, and there's all kinds of wacky stuff going on there. There's Darth Vader dancing with Ultraman. So it's not just Creature Features. There's all kinds of exciting stuff. And hey, while you're doing that, go on the internet, go on to Facebook, and join the... Creature Feature with Doc and Clown Facebook page.
Hell yeah.
It's fun for the whole family. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you.
お昼間に食べに行ったチャイニーズレストランで、なんでか知らんけど、まあ、くじみたいなのがあるわけですけれどもね、そこに私、なんか、頑張ることを頑張り続けなさいって書いてあって、ちょっとショックっていうか、もう何をしたらいいのだろうかみたいな、よくわからんみたいな、そういう感じなんですよ。
for monsters and all monster lovers. Be a monster and order now.
このポッドキャストを聞くとあなたは脳が退化します。
They have never lived before as they live now. One man has already died, the other was never born. Both exist in a world between life and death. Both long to be human, neither can ever be. Dracula versus Frankenstein. 10 dead men's bodies were used to fashion Dr. Frankenstein's infamous creature. Tens of dozens of victims have kept Count Dracula alive for 3 centuries. Only one of these beings will survive their meeting. Dracula versus Frankenstein. Brand new thrills, brand new horror, brand new shock. Dracula versus Frankenstein, in color, rated GP.
このポッドキャストを聞いてあなたは普段より数倍賢くなるでしょう。
Alright, we're back to say goodbye. Sad, isn't it? Aww, that's sad. I played for you The Bat. T-H-E-E-E, Bat. I think, what is it, like, thebat.jp? Mm-hmm. No, /thefool.
.com or something?
Yeah, something like that. Look, just do a Google search for it.
The Bat, it was T-H-E-E-E, Bat.
T-H-E-E-E, Bat. And they are a Japanese awesome band out of Japan, of course. I played for you, Heavy Sick, I Feel Good, Jailhouse Rock, and Monster Mash. Oh, that's the records promo. I played the promo in there, too.
Yeah, why not?
Why not, indeed?
It's all good. That's what makes the indie circuit the greatest show on turf.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, a little bit of Dracula versus Frankenstein.
A great movie, which you all should seek out.
To remind you who we are and what we're doing here.
You can listen to the review of Dracula versus Frankenstein on Slow Robot A Go-Go, our other podcast, which is greatness.
We did that one, didn't we?
Yes, we did. It's one of the greatest movies ever made.
My God, we're up to like 182 shows on that one.
We'll be at the end of the year, you think we'll hit 200 or
yes,
no?
Yes, we will.
Awesome.
All right. Well, that's going to be it for this week. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Mao, with me as always,
Dr. Morbius, and now it's time for us to tune out.
And we're tuning out, man, like for kicks, man. Like,
bummer.
Whoa, for kicks. This has been the Indie Circuit, a Radio St. Pete exclusive.
Bummer.